Hey, so good evening, my fellow Earthlings. This is The Candid Show, brought to you by host Sriram. I have Krishna with me as my co-host today. So once again, we are back today with another one of the very sensitive topics, a topic which most people, I think, don't talk about. They hesitate to talk about. So with this time, we made an initiative to talk about this topic in a much bigger detail than anything you've ever seen before on anywhere, I think, because I don't think why people have the hesitation to talk about something like this, because I think that is mostly because of the reason that people don't understand what it is, or they don't understand the industry as a whole. So I'm referring to the porn industry or the pornographic industry, which primarily exists in most of the foreign countries, I think. So most of you would not have much of an idea as to how big the actual industry as a whole exists, because I think most of us don't even have an idea that it is even an industry. We even think that it is just some kind of a video which you watch, or it is just some kind of a small time gig, but it is actually a multi-billion dollar industry which actually dominates most of the markets in foreign countries and US especially. So that is what we'll be talking about today. So I think porn is something which all of us watch. It is something which I think we all consume on a daily basis. I don't think there is any shame in admitting that fact. I think people would be very frank to admit the fact. But obviously, I think this is the most of the generation, or most, at least the millennials, were not very frank about that, admitting the fact that they did watch porn. But obviously now the world has expanded a lot, has grown a lot. We started breaking different types of boundaries, and the problem with it was actually the interference of porn in our everyday lives has actually increased a lot. It has become a lot of mainstream. We see a lot of these pornographic content on Instagram, on Twitter, and apparently there's around 10,000 Twitter accounts which kind of circulate pornographic content. So clearly we have kind of started over consuming porn. It has very clearly reached its kind of like healthy limit, I guess. So to begin into the first session or the first content which we're going to be talking about today, so we'll be primarily focusing on kind of like explaining the facts and figures of this industry, because some of the facts which we both have right now will definitely meant to shock you, because even we read it, we were extremely shocked about it, and that kind of shows how the industry has kind of seeped into our everyday lives. So what is the first point you have about this industry, Krishna?
So speaking about pornographic addiction, there comes this problem about physical and mental status of the human being. So speaking about the first point I want to say is that there is no exact diagnosis for this kind of addiction. So like porn addiction has become something like most integrated part in each and every individual in this generation. So like as you said that millennials all didn't get all these internet access or device. So we as Gen Z's have each and every device, and so like technology also plays a small part in this type of addiction. So speaking about pornographic addiction, the individuals kind of actually face problems physically, mentally, and socially. So like speaking about mental affection due to the pornographic addiction, so during their free time, an individual who is mostly addicted to the porn, they don't used to get to read all these books or play games. So like they are like separate part of the community where during their free time they only try to watch porn videos, and so men, if you see, they like to watch porn videos and masturbate. So like this is a side effect of a porn. So like you can see that physically also there is many kind of problems faced due to this pornographic addiction.
Yeah, true. So to talk about like the first big figurine or fact which I have regarding this industry is actually very shocking, to be frank with you, because this is the data which is actually provided by SEM Rush Traffic Analysis Tool, which kind of says that a variety of porn sites and most of these pornographic content sites distribute porn actually have more viewership than most of the social Instagrams, social media websites like Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, etc., etc. And this is very, very shocking to me, or this fact was actually something which I did not believe, or I did not even believe to be in existence, because I think this is something which changes the whole perspective of porn industry as a whole. Because think about it, we spend more time on porn than we actually do on social media, and that is very frightening and scary at the same time. Because we felt that social media was the biggest kind of behemoth which kind of enveloped us all in the 20th, 21st century. But I think porn is seeming to be a very good competitor to social media, in terms that we start to spend majority of our time, and this data is actually in 2020 only, and I don't think what is going to happen if they do the same thing again in the early 2021, because obviously since the lockdown has been going on, I expect these numbers to obviously eventually go higher up in the near future. So this is a very cool and unique fact which I kind of wanted to point out about the industry, because this kind of tells us as to how thriving this industry can be and how there is, this industry is always going to grow despite any kind of shortcomings or any kind of financial crisis which may occur.
So speaking about the next point is that we have many websites in internet, so like we can see millions of websites in the internet. So like if you go to Google, we can go to n number of websites. So considering this type of bond, so like over all the websites present in the internet, 12% of all the websites in internet are pornographic. So we can see also note that over 40 million Americans are regular visitors to all these porn sites, and India is also one of them, so like in top 5 places. So this has become a separate hobby for many individuals. So like watching porn is something that has grown bigger in our generations using all these technological devices. Yeah.
So the next biggest thing, or I think this is the most defining thing of this industry as a whole, and I think why we use the term as industry for this, is that the actual industry or this pornographic industry over the global scale is actually estimated to be about $97 billion, and $12 billion alone is coming from the US. And I think this is one of the biggest game changers. It is one of the most biggest kind of a speciality point for porn, and I think this is why I'm scared about this also, because obviously if people see this as a lucrative business strategy, or if people see this as a very good way to earn money, we'd obviously see more people going into this industry, and that is what's happening in the US also, I think, because obviously since you get more money out of it, and it is not very hard to do also, you don't require skill, as suppose, I think that would be wrong for me to say, I don't know if it offends any people, but it would, I should be very frank, I don't think you need very big amount of skill to get into this industry. So if this pays out this much money and like people make so much out of it, I think we would expect fairly more amount of people to go into this industry and more, so yeah, I wanted to point this very cool fact, very kind of like a fact which you got to think about probably, and this number is obviously going to rise in only the future. We obviously have to see there will be a big rise in these numbers definitely in the future. So yeah, that was one thing which I wanted to tell.
So speaking about the next point is that each and every second the online porn industry is earning more than $3,000. So we can see that all these technological devices, each and every person have all these devices like smartphone. So like they kind of view porn. So like we can see most of the people using the internet, basically the internet users viewing porn. And the another data is that more than 300 lakh internet users view porn each and every second. So yeah,
so I think this is one of the most kind of like the most surprising fact, I think also we both were also shocked when I kind of told this point to Krishna. So I think this is something which all of you must know. So in the year 2019 alone, there has been an equivalent of about 6,650 centuries of porn being consumed by users all over the world on one of the most leading porn sites. And I don't even know what to say about this fact except to laugh about it, because we have gone to such crazy limits of kind of consuming and media like this, because I don't think we've seen consumptions at this rate compared to Netflix or Amazon or any kind of entertainment media, for example. And that is very scary to me, because we are kind of like a generation right now who are starting to depend on porn rather than actually use it to relieve pressure, because I think that is what the entire point of this whole thing was about. So we've kind of changed the idealism of it, we've kind of changed the entire idea of porn to something which kind of suits our own needs or something which satisfies us. And I think that fact is extremely scary to think about, because if you see the world as a whole, I think, and why the industry as a whole also thrives, is because they have these very strong kind of like two marketing strategies, where one of it is basically a subscription based business, something like Netflix does, so where you pay some kind of initial kind of a money and you get the services for free. And another type of their marketing strategy is obviously ad revenue, for example YouTube, where you get some kind of free content, you obviously have this wide array of free content which you can go through, but obviously to get to one higher level of contenting, or if you want to get some more extra features, you would have to pay extra. So for example, that is YouTube Premium. So I just wanted to share that, I think, to people who don't have an idea as to how these industries survive, porn industry survive, this is kind of like the two ways they majorly make money out of it. Yeah. So moving into it, so this next part is going to be the effect of porn in India, or at least the kind of the talk which we'll have about how this thing can actually kind of come into India, or how it is kind of can seep into India, because I think as the industry grows bigger and bigger, I think we'd obviously see more and more countries kind of like getting to join, or more and more people wanting to be a part of this industry. So Krishna, the question to you is that, do you think we'll see more of the Indian people kind of going into this industry, going to this very big porn industry, which claims to be one of the most biggest industries, and the facts also definitely prove it otherwise. So do you think we as Indians would at least be acceptive of this industry? Would we be very judgmental of people who go into it?
So to answer your question, we have to actually consider all these generation gaps, or like we have to consider all these Gen Z's and millennials. So like millennials are now our parents, or parents age, so like about 30 to 40, so like they are millennials, and we kind of have to consider this point where our millennials, so like our parents kind of grew in the guidance of all our grandparents. So they had various taboos and they had many rules. So like as India, you know, obviously we have various rules and various kind of methods to lead in life. So like each and every place, or like in each and every part of your life, you must do this and that. So like you have limitation and rules for each and everything. So like our grandparents kind of grew our parents in that way, and our parents also treat us in such a similar way. But so coming to the pornographic side, we can see that our parents and our grandparents completely see it as a taboo, or like see it as a crime. So they also didn't have this technological influence, so like they didn't have all these devices, so like they are having it in their age of 40 or 50. So we as Gen Z, so like you can see now today in 2020, you can see a fifth standard or a first standard child having a smartphone. So that is not wrong. So like that is something according to the technology. So like it has been a very big part. So like speaking about pornographic, speaking about porn in India, we can see that our upcoming generation, so like our kids, so like in 3 to 4 decades, we can see that they or maybe porn industry may rise, or like maybe expanded in India. So like it is actually present but not widespread, so like due to all these religious fear and etc. So maybe in future we may be lenient to our child, so like reviewing porn is not a crime. So like that may be something, and we can see that this industry obviously will grow in the future, as there won't be any kind of rules or like any kind of crime. So like the society won't be much strict to those individuals. Yeah,
true. I think to talk about it in India, I think I only see this growing, at least, or I only see this industry as a whole growing in India also, and I think Indians also will definitely take part in this industry, because I think we as Indians are definitely on the lazy end, I guess, because we like to do things, most of the things, because we are lazy most of the time, so we try to find out the easy way in life. And again, with the seepage of this industry in India, even if there is a time to come, if something like that happens, I'd only see more people going into it, and I don't think we as Indians would care about any kind of a social judgment on us, or I think we would not actually care about others' opinions, because I think the money which you could make out of this is like very, very high, and you could probably become a millionaire also in a very short amount of time. So I don't like, I'm not even kind of like surprised to think about the fact that this industry would make its way to India, but I am really interested to see the reactions of the parents, or probably the grandparents, obviously, because I think they would be completely opposed to it. They would not even understand the idea of it, but I think this generation will gradually get adjusted to it, I think, and I definitely see porn industry definitely making its way to India, at least in the near future. Yeah.
So to move on into the next part of the podcast, so like the last part is that about the effects caused by all these pornographic addiction. So like speaking about addiction, we have made a separate episode. Those who haven't listened to it, kindly go and listen to it. We will leave the link in the description. So where we have also spoken about all these addictions, major part of it, or like the minor part of it, was about masturbation. So like this is mainly due to the pornographic addiction, and we can see that many pages, including Instagram and Twitter, so like we can see many adult pages growing up, and we spoke about it in that episode. So like speaking about porn, so like most of the males kind of face this kind of addiction. So like I won't say that is a problem, so like that is an addiction faced by the individual. So like the masturbation has become very big kind of a problem in today's generation, and we can see that there is no actual cure for this kind of addiction. So like you want more and more of the feeling that you get from masturbation. So like it makes you more feel more comfortable than being in a normal state. So so masturbation is something that is kind of present in each and every individual, especially males. So like males, so like we can see that porn, so like all these websites and all these pornographic content being uploaded in the social media kind of influence all these kind of addiction. And consulting a doctor or like that doesn't happen in our country. So like most of the people don't volunteer themselves to control their addiction. So like so speaking about porn, most of the people don't see it as an addiction. Basically they don't see it as an addiction. So like they see it as something, a crime or something like an unwanted thing. So they don't consider it as an addiction. So like they don't see the individual has a problem facing due to this pornographic addiction. So that is what is about masturbation. And Shiram, what else point do you have to say about this?
Yeah, I think this is actually not even been recognized. As you told Krishna, most of the people don't even have any idea as to the addiction like this exists, because obviously we masturbate to relieve pressure, and that was the original point of the whole idea of masturbation. But obviously we've kind of misunderstood or misinterpreted the idea of masturbation as a whole, where we do this on a daily purpose. We do it just because we're bored. We are do it when we don't have anything to do. And that is the main problem as to why addiction occurs. Because obviously addiction is something which you do when you have no control over it, and you just involuntarily do it without you having no say over it. And that is what is masturbation also. And something which I want to tell about masturbation or addiction in general is that the problem which this actually why this actually addiction occurs is because of the AAA engine effect. And this was something which was coined by a late sex researcher called Alwin, and this basically says that the anonymity, the accessibility and the availability of the websites which kind of provide content like this is the main reason why people get addicted to it. Because obviously most of the content adult websites right now, or most of the porn websites, don't have very good regulation, so availability is a very big problem. So most people easily get access to the porn websites, so that is where the main problem starts. So availability is the main reason why addiction occurs, because obviously you don't have porn or you don't have access to it, obviously the amount of rate will be reduced, or the actual addiction, people who have addiction for this, could be definitely reduced. So that is something which I want to tell. So yeah, that will be the end of today's episode, guys. So I hope you've learned something at the end of the day. We included a lot of facts, we talked about a variety of things. This was definitely a fun episode to record, a definitely informative one also, I guess. So as Krishna told, please check out our addictions episode, which you have kind of like posted very early, like our second or third episode I think it was, and it was really good also. We kind of talked about a variety of addictions like drug addictions, gaming addictions, etc, etc. So please go check it out to have a better understanding of addictions as a whole. Yeah. So if you have any kind of comments, criticism, suggestions, please drop it in the YouTube comment section down below. And make sure to listen to us on Spotify also. And make sure you check a follow on Spotify also. So that will be the end of today's episode, guys. Thank you so much. We'll see you at the next week.
Thank you.